Sorry. And we were talking about curb appeal today. Mm-hmm. And it's all about making your house saleable if you want to sell it, or even if you just want to live in it and have a nice house.
Yeah, if you drive up to your house and you can't get to the front door because there's,
there's garbage
too much, stuff.
Used cars and bicycles and kids' toys.
Having the vehicles in a separate area to start with, right? And then having a gate that leads to a path which would lead you to the front door.
Yeah.
And along that path, you can enjoy that time between the arbor and your front door to kind of reflect on life or think about...
Well, it's all part of the feng shui of the house. Yeah, the whole feeling of it. If all of a sudden it's got this area where you just... It's kind of that compression zone, too, where you're coming from the car and you're slowing down and...
Right.
You know, and that's why I always love the Japanese gardens, because they build people up to this climax where they don't let you see what's around the next corner, but they just... build, and then you're just dying to get to the front door and have a peek through it, right?
It's did you find that down at the castle property?
Yeah.
Because I was watching the video, and it's like, oh, what's through this gate? Oh, what's around this corner?
I mean, that place is
what's
just
down
so,
this path?
It's just stunning.
Right?
I mean, it's just a treat to go there.
I mean,
it's
quite a few acres, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's outside the realm of the normal Salt Spring Island home.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
That's at the end, like if we're looking at a scale of 0 to 100, that's 150. I mean, most houses, you know, you're shooting for the 70 to 80% range. I mean,
understandable.
I mean, you don't want to be at the low range, 20, 30%. I mean, your house becomes unsellable, you know, if the driveway's bad and potholes, and then if you have a crummy entranceway and no parking, I mean, those things you want to fix.
Mm-hmm. Or buy out that house because it's such a good deal and improve it. And then you can improve your neighborhood. And I know of just one just like that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's right next door to mine.
Well, someone will buy that house, Alex.
Or somebody should run a bulldozer right through it. Curb appeal, right? You've got to improve the neighborhood. Think of the valued asset.
Well, let me explain something about Alex here. First off, Alex has owned... three houses on the same street over the last 10 years.
And
renovated each house or built one new.
All of the other neighbors' homes, pretty much, except for one or two, we've redone also from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So single-handedly, you've been renovating your whole street.
Yeah.
And adding...
And part of your street.
And adding value.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's like one clunker left on the street. Well... It's almost like a mathematical equation. Somebody will buy...
Right. So explain the curb appeal and the mathematical equation about that house and that lot.
Well, it's... The thing is, astute real estate shopper will always try to buy the worst house in the best area. And that is definitely the worst house in the best area. I mean, that house is so bad, I can't imagine anything worse. Were they really living in there like that?
You and I walked through it, right? Yes. And I don't want to say who or where or what, but yes, it was actually lived in.
Oh, my gosh.
And Scott and I have walked around the house a few times and walked through the house and thought, what could we do with it? Or how could we deal with this?
Yeah.
Right? And I have dreams of bulldozers and things. I wake up in the middle and I hear a rumble and I thought, is somebody doing something to that house?
Now, just wait, before we go on any further, one more Beagle announcement.
Sure.
This just came in hot off the press that we're trying to get all Salt Springers out there to look for the Beagle named Allie today, a 6-year-old Beagle missing up on Channel Ridge or Sunset Drive area. If you see a Beagle up around Channel Ridge or in that area, call Paul at 537-6725. There's a $300 reward. But I don't even think you even need a reward when there's a dog missing. People just like to help.
It's a common courtesy.
And especially when you look at how much Country Grocer puts into the community. I mean, I was so amazed. You know, I felt bad at the fall fair. That's the one video I missed taking was of the video of all the Salt Springers lined up in front of the Country Grocer thing. And then after, what happened was, they didn't want to take any of the stuff back to Country Grocer, so at the end of it, all the kids went up, and they were selling flats of pop for like $2, and all these all these Salt Spring kids were lugging away like just cases of pop, this root beer, for like $2
a flat.
I know my kids had like 2 or 3 flats of it. It's like, what are you going to do with all that root
beer? Sell it on the side of the street for 50 cents.
No, they drank it all that night and were sick the next day.
I'd be selling it.
But no, I mean, the country grow, you know, when someone you know, their dog's missing, then you really feel compelled to want to go out and help them find it. I mean, any dog, even if you don't know them. I mean, dogs do become part of our culture and their
families. Does it mention the color of this beagle, or are all beagles the same
all
color?
All beagles are basically beagle color.
Okay.
But they're hunters. They're a real hunter breed, so they're...
So probably in the woods somewhere.
You know, my friend Darren and Vanessa, they had a beagle, and that old beagle of theirs used to take off into the woods and just go out. Once they get on a scent, they just go.
Right.
And that's the problem with beagles. They're just...
Nose to the grindstone, yeah.
They're hunter dogs, and when they're on that scent, they won't stop, and they may end up getting so far away from home, they don't even know where they are. They're just totally lost because they're out there hunting. I mean, they think that they're doing a service to the pack, and they're going to track this deer to the end of the world, or a raccoon, or whatever. So if you see the beagle up on Channel Ridge looking a little lost or dazed,
give Paul a call at Country Grocer.
At Country Grocer, or take him to Country Grocer.
Right.
What a reward, $300, too. Yeah. Like, think about the groceries.
Gift certificate.
There you go.
Okay, you're going to explain the math regarding a sort of an old house in a improved neighborhood.
Well, the math is simple.
Okay.
You buy low, fix it up, sell high.
Sounds like a plan to me.
You know, I mean, people always want, you know, most buyers want finished houses that are in perfect shape.
Right, I think you said it was about 90%.
It's over 90% of the buyers.
Only 10% are looking for something with a project attached to
it. Yeah, but in reality, if you look at real estate that you want to actually make money, and you're actually doing it as an investment, then you shouldn't be looking at those ultra-high finished homes, the pristine homes. You should be looking for the homes that need work. Now, ideally, I would always recommend finding one that has a good structure, good layout.
Agreed. Solid good bones is what we say.
Yeah, and then
solid
build
foundation. Yeah. If it has a solid foundation and good bones...
You can do things like fix up the curb
and
appeal,
a good location.
Fix up the front door, the entranceway, fix up the inside. But if there's no structure, and I'm afraid that your neighbor's house has no structure, I mean, there is no structure to that house.
No.
It's a teardown.
Yeah, unfortunately, and the bugs love it. The bugs, the termites, and things like that.
The good thing is someone will buy it, tear it down, because it's a view lot.
Yeah. And it is a full, you know, it's a half acre lot, which is a decent sized lot.
Alex wants someone to buy it so that it drives up his property prices.
Well, it's kind of like the last house in the neighborhood that needs fixing, right?
Everybody, you know, like we have, you know, those doctors from Oregon.
Yeah.
Down from us. I mean, how much have they poured into that house? God, I hate you.
Probably more than I've spent building my entire entire house.
All the houses are
just all the houses combined that I've ever owned.
I think they probably spent $1 million on that house.
Probably.
I mean, everybody, in some ways...
Talk about curb appeal.
But it drives up property prices for everybody, which, if you're not selling, it's not so great with the tax department because, you know, they're really increasing the worth of your neighborhood.
Good point.
Although the tax department here is so far behind...
They don't...
Hopefully they're
not
listening
notice.
Today. We'll talk quietly in case they're listening.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not listening, but they're so far behind on Salt Spring that unless that house that's been fixed up sells, then they don't get notice of it. And
right.
I talk to those guys quite a bit in Victoria. They always call me.
Right.
And they've watched quite a few of my real estate tour videos. And actually, I had one customer that phoned and just screamed at him, and he was telling me the story that his taxes went way up. And on his street, they were down, you know, like $2,000 or $1,600, and all of a sudden his taxes the next year were like $3,500.
Uh-oh, because they watched one of Scott's videos?
No, so anyways, he phoned Victoria and said, I want to talk to the assessment people, and got a hold of the guy that handles Victoria, and he's a really nice guy, and he just started laying into him. And the guy said, well, we just had a sale go through, so we had to update the street. And he's like, there's been no sales on that street since I bought my place. Oh, what's your address? Yeah, that was a sale that just went through.
Oh, it was his own place.
That was 7 years ago.
Raised the value of the place.
It took 7 years. He bought his house 7 years ago. It took 7 years.
For them to catch up.
To catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So the tax assessment office, it's the rural areas, they're not like a municipality.
Right. I talked to the guy one time, too, and he was a retired fellow, and he'd been doing it for quite a few years, and nobody else does Salt Spring because they don't know their way around.
Yeah.
Plus, what most people don't realize in Canada, if you're 55 or older, you can defer your property taxes to your estate.
Not in Canada.
Oh, not in Canada.
Just in BC.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Homeowners grant, BC only. Seniors grant, BC
no
only.
No kidding? Okay, I did not know that. I'm from BC, so I just assume the rest of the world follows
protocol. Everybody thinks
protocol.
That Ralph Klein did a great thing, the cuts to the Alberta Advantage, but really...
Raised property taxes?
They took all those things away in Alberta. There's no homeowners grant. There's no seniors grant. You cannot defer. Here, we get our taxes... Generally speaking, are way less than Alberta taxes, property taxes.
Well, and if you're not on a waterfront, but if you're a Salt Spring, average Salt Spring home on Salt Spring, it's a lot less even than Vancouver Island.
Taxes are cheap.
My taxes are half as much or a third on Salt Spring as over on Vancouver Island.
Not only that, in British Columbia, it's one of the only jurisdictions that I know of where you can actually... The most beautiful thing that we have is the farm status loophole.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. I mean, if you're over the 2 acres, now the FARP report that came out last year said they were going to change it, but they haven't done anything.
They've raised the minimum limit.
No, they haven't done anything.
Oh, okay.
The FARP report recommended that they raise the limit to 3,500, but eliminate the 2 acre minimum threshold.
Oh, okay.
But the sweet spot now is if you have between 2 and 10 acres, you have to produce $2,500 in gross farm sales.
Gross. Okay.
Gross. Not net. Gross.
Gross. So that includes the feed for the chickens or whatever.
No. That's gross sales.
Okay.
So that means that you have to sell primary product, not secondary product.
Oh, okay.
Which is always odd to me because let's say you grow strawberries. You have to sell $2,500 worth of strawberries.
That's a lot of strawberries.
But let's say you were taking those strawberries and making strawberry pies and selling them.
Uh-huh.
That does not count. That's secondary.
What if you sold them from your front gate at your property?
You got to sell the strawberries. That's secondary sales.
Interesting.
In some ways, I think that they should be pushing that secondary price.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people are at home anyways, making the jams,
jellies,
pies, and
such. What it does is it creates jobs. I mean, you create a tax loophole that actually, in de facto, creates jobs because...
It's like the value-added deal with the softwood lumber.
Yeah.
Doors and windows.
Yeah.
Value-added. We have the material here, and we have the people and the know-how.
It's like selling the raw logs. That was a huge mistake.
Japan is buying those raw logs. They've been buying them for years, and
since
they take them to Japan.
2003. That's when they started selling.
And they sink them in the freshwater lakes, and they're saving them. They're preserving them in freshwater lakes.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to sell them back to us in 100 years. Because we don't have any wood left.
They'll be called Hondas.
Wooden Hondas.
Yeah.
Anyway, but good point.
So you
Scott.
Need to
good,
do
really
the $2,500 in gross sales, but then you're only taxed on the land that your house sits on, not on the rest of your land.
Now, okay, and or if you are 55 or older on a
if you're over 50,
on a small acreage on Salt
defer
Spring,
your taxes.
You can defer your taxes to your estate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you have farm status or not.
You know, when they started that program, I read an article that the government was worried that they started the program and it wasn't very successful, and they were really worried that maybe they hadn't done a good job marketing it. That program, let me tell you, has gone ballistic
lately.
Oh, in the last few years, it's just people are grasping the idea of not paying, defer, let your estate pay it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Don't pay your property tax.
Right. It goes to the estate, and they get paid. Now there's a small interest charge on that.
Yeah,
2% or something.
It's 1% over time. But the thing is, when your house sells,
right,
it doesn't necessarily just an estate sells. Whenever you sell the house or your estate sells the house, whenever you get rid of the house,
that's you have to pay them.
Right? Yeah.
They have to get paid, no matter who owns that. Yeah.
But you have to look at the big picture. Let's say mm-hmm. you're 65 years old and you plan on living another 20 years till you're 85 years old. You're in your retirement days. Income is, you know, you got to make every penny count.
Sure.
You got to think that, you know, property prices are going to go up when you're by the time you're 85.
Mm-hmm.
Pay it later.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah,
like
that's
a
yeah,
free definitely. Non-approved loan from the government.
The rising value of that lot will more than cover the costs of the deferred charges of your property.
Take the
taxes.
Money and enjoy it while
yeah,
you're young.
Spend it on curb appeal.
Spend it just to go
go on a holiday.
Go to the fall fair and have fun.
Yeah, go on all the tours. That
go down to the Salt Spring Inn, have dinner out tonight.
Yeah, and you could have dinner out every month for the rest of your life and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah, well, that's the end of our show.
So that's a good thing for businesses.
I see your beautiful wife is out there waiting for you.
Yeah, she's bringing lunch.
She's like, Alex, get back to work. Quit yakking.
Oh yeah, so I have my work clothes on and ready. You know.
So we're gonna. In the show now, we're going to have a few words from a couple more sponsors, and then Johnny DeVille will be in with the Johnny DeVille's Rock and Roll show. We'll be starting in a few minutes, so bear with us, Salt Spring. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Get out there and enjoy it.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Henderson, and you're listening to CFSI-FM 107.9 and online at cfsi-fm.com, Salt Spring Island Radio.